Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 24.
Thanks for watching or listening to this podcast, and so appreciate it very much. And if you would, tell your neighbors and friends, send them a little message, a little text, just let them know that here we are and sharing the Word of God and hopefully giving some light to your path. And that's what we've been talking about for several weeks in a row now, talking about the Word of God, the necessity of the Word of God, and how it can be life-changing to you. And of course, as you might figure it out already, when your life was changed, then you have the opportunity to turn around and reach and touch many other lives by His power working through you, the power of God through you. The book of Joshua, chapter 1. Verse 8, and I made reference to it, but didn't read much yet because you got to make the connection. Moses was the man. Moses got the law. But the one shadowing him, carrying out his orders and edicts for millions of people, and maybe I don't know if you've had that thought or not, but just think about the population of any place, any big city in the United States that had between 2 and 3 million people. 2 and 3 million people. It's a bit like, it'll kind of like a herd of cats. I mean, how in the world do you get them going all in the same direction? But they did. And then they all needed food. And they all needed water. And they all needed heat. God provided that. And they all needed a cloud by day because it gets hot out in the desert. They all needed that. And then how do you get them to all agree to go in a particular direction of going to what's called the Promised Land? Wow, you need a lot of strong people working with you to make that kind of thing happen. And so Joshua was not a weakling, but he was next. But after you have such a strong presence in front of you, like a Moses, you question. You question, do I have what it takes? Do I have that strength? Do I have that anointing? Do I have enough inside of me to make a difference in anybody's life? Well, Joshua 1:8 tells us this. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Oh, my goodness. Book of Proverbs tells us that the power of life and death is in your tongue. Wow. You can speak things to life or you can kill them. Well, what you have to say. And so the book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you're going to meditate, chew on the Word of God, digest the Word of God, let it become a part of you. But you can meditate on that Word day and night, that wherever you go to do, observe all that is written therein. For then you're going to have your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Then's a very important word. When? Then. Then what? Well, the then is when you get the Word of God in you. You get the Word of God in you, then you're prosperous, and then you're going to have good success. Was it easy? Nothing's ever easy. I've heard it said this way, if everything was easy, then everybody could do it. Everybody can't do it, so it must not be that easy. There's got to be some work, got to be some sweat, there might be some tears, might be some labor, but God has gifted you to go in a certain direction to do a special thing. And so did Joshua have to pick up a sword and fight? Oh, yeah. Even God gave them that land. You have to drive out the tribes, the people that don't belong there. And you might want to compromise. You might want to lay down your sword. You might want to say, I've had enough of this. I'm too old or I'm too young. I don't need to be doing this. Let somebody else do it. Absolutely not. Everybody at some level has to do their own fighting and take care of their own battles. But the only place you're ever going to find enough strength to do what God has called you to do is in the Word of God. It's not everybody patting you on the back saying, oh, that a boy, oh, you're good. Oh, you're Mr. Wonderful. You know, the accolades of Man, I don't know about you, but when I get to heaven, I want to see Jesus. And I want him to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter in to your rest." Wow. Some people live for the limelight. You know, they say that every human being gets 15 minutes on the stage of the world. Well, some get 30 seconds, and some get a minute, and some five, and maybe a few get 15 minutes on the world stage. But what is that compared to the accolades that Jesus is going to give you, which is, "Well done. Good job. Come on in to your eternal resting place, a place called home, a place called heaven." I'm going to tell you a quick story, because I'm running out of time. But the quick story is this, told by a preacher to my father, Lester Sumrall. And the preacher was in the hospital, sick unto death, to the point of dying. In fact, clinically, in the hospital, they declared him dead. So when he supposedly died, the doctors thought, he had a dream, had a vision. And he was in a boat rowing. He was rowing towards a light. And the man had been a preacher, pastor, all of his life. And so he was rowing towards this light. When he got to the light on the other shore, it was Jesus. And he thought that the accolades would come from Jesus. "Oh, wonderful. So glad you're home. You've been a faithful pastor all these years." And then Jesus looked at him with a sorrowful face, looked at him in his boat and said, "You came with an empty boat." Words that can cut you to the deep. And Jesus said to him, "You came with an empty boat. I'm going to send you back." And so back he came. Life came back into his body. And he said to my father, Lester Sumrall, I said, "Brother Sumrall, every day of this world that I'm living in right now, I tell somebody about Jesus. Because I don't want to go next time to heaven with an empty boat. I want my boat full of people that I have touched. People's lives that have been changed because of a glimpse of heaven that I've had." You get a glimpse of heaven because you have a glimpse of the Word of God. The Word of God can pull back the darkness. The Word of God is illumination. The Word of God will bring you liberty, bring you freedom, give you direction. The Word of God is every single thing you have need of. So in Joshua 1 and 8, the Word of God tells us, "Be bold, be strong, as I was with Moses," which is pretty powerful, "so I'm with you." Wow. Pick the most famous preacher, evangelist, person on the planet from another generation and say, "That God is my God. What God did for them, God can do that same thing for me. If I'm willing to pay the price, if I'm willing to do what they were able to do for the kingdom of God, God, you're a faithful God to every single generation, and you do those great things for me as well." Every great man or woman of God loved his word. We're in it every single day of their lives. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Sumrall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Sumrall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.